Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on the last line of Daf Beis Amud Beis with the fourth word on the line, Hadad D'Temer. And in the Vilna edition, it's on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Begins the Gemara. We are speaking about the time when it's Vaday Laila, which is when we have three Koychavim, three medium-sized stars appearing, and the Yerushalmi tells us, Hadad Tamar, when was this said, that three kechavim are vade laila, be'ilain, those stars, the less urchasan, mischamaya biyumama, that they are not commonly seen in the daytime, as we turn to the Gimel Amid Aleph, beram, but, be'ilain, in those stars, the Archahan, which the normal way is, they're commonly mischamiyah, they are seen biyamama in the daytime. Loi misharin behind. Those are not considered the three kachavim by which we determine that it is vaday laila. As the Gemara in Shabbos in the Bavli, the Flamed Hamid Beis tells us that by very large stars that can be seen in the daytime, we are not considering those to show us vaday laila. The very small stars that can be seen only at night, those are also not the ones we are discussing. Rather, we're discussing the Beinonim, the ones that are of middle size, and those, when one sees them together, three at one time, those are considered the medium stars as being Vaday Laila. Amar Rav Yaisi Barabun, Rabbi Yisrael Rabun comes and further clarifies this halacha. Ubelechoid, it's only the ischamun that we see tlosa kechavim, three stars, bar min hada kechavta. Besides that one special star that we're referring to as kechavta. This is the way we have a girsa. We'll soon see in the Haredim there's a different girsa in this Gemara. According to this girsa, the pshat is, except as Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita has in his Bir on the Yerushalmi, v'zel ishoine, chutz min ha-koychav ha-yedua, except for that famous star that it's always seen during the day. And that koychav ha-yedua, the Mephorshim explained, is referring to the planet of Venus, which is very bright, and it can be seen even in the daytime. So although we learned before on Daf Beis Amud Beis that when you have Vaday Yoim, it's speaking about that you saw one star. That's a star that is possible to be seen during the day. And therefore, if there's only one, we say it's Vaday Yoim. However, here by Venus, we're speaking about a planet which is commonly seen in the daytime, and therefore that is not one of the three whatsoever. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi Barabun is telling us that the three koychavim, the three medium-sized koychavim that we are speaking about, is besides that planet of Venus, which is commonly seen during the day. And the other swarm tell us that it's not only Venus, but it refers to other planets as well. For example, Jupiter and Mars, which are also bright and can be seen during the day. So those, bechlal, are not part of the three koychavim. This is according to the way we have our girsa. However, the Haredim brings down from Rabbeinu Nissim at the beginning of Masech de Yuma, who tells us a different girsa. And the girsa is, Ubelvad di ischamo en tlosa koychavim di damien kechada koychavta. And the only time that three koychavim beinanim tell us that it's vaday laila, it's only if the three koychavim get together and they appear as if they're one star. In other words, they're so close together that they look like they are one star. And the Haredim goes on to explain. We learned on Daf Beis Amud Beis that if someone did melacha following Shabbos, and it was at a time when he saw three stars, the halacha is that he is potter. And we pointed out then that it doesn't say it's mutter. The reason why it's potter always means, as the Haredim tells us, potter aval aser. Says the Charedim in the run that the Pshat is because of Tosfos Shabbos. Just like there's an inyan to make Tosfos Shabbos when Shabbos enters, so there's an inyan to do Tosfos Shabbos when Shabbos goes out. And therefore, if a person sees three stars and they are spread apart, say, Einechanami, Shabbos is over. It's considered Vare Laila. But you still had an obligation of Taisu Shabbos not to do a Malacha. And therefore, you're Potter, but Potter of Lasser. Now comes Rabbi Yossi Rabun, according to the Girsa of Rabbeinu Nissim, and tells us, when is it Potter Umutter? When is it totally Mutter? And you've already accomplish Tosfos Shabbos at the end of Shabbos by adding on to the Kedusha of Shabbos. That is when you see three stars that appear to be one star because they are so close together. As the Charedim ends this piece, Devar HaMashal Bilvad, with the words Ela Kisheyiru Smuchen. If they appear to be so close that they appear like Chodah Kechofta, as if they are one star, then not only is it Potter, but in fact it is Potter Mutter. But until such a time, if you have three stars spread apart, it will be Potter, but it would be Potter but Osir to do it because of the inyan of adding on to Shabbos of Tosfos Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov de Roimna, Rabbi Yaakov who came from the south, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, he said it in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Koichav Echod Varayoyim. If a person sees one star, that's possible to be seen even in the daytime, that's considered Varayoyim. Shnayim Laila, if he sees two stars, then it's already considered Laila. And the Gemara understood, as the Beer of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky explains, that until Shnayim, it remains in the getter of Koichav Echad, which is Varayoyim, which would come out L'chayra, that as long as you have one star in the sky, it's Varayoyim. And it remains Varayoyim until you see two stars, which at that point, it becomes Vadelaila. And therefore, the Gemara immediately asks, well, Leslie Sofik, does Rabbi Yaakov de Roimna, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, does he not hold of Suffolk? And as the Charedim explains, we have a concept of Suffolk as we find in Perek Bam and Madlik and Halachas that have to do with Bein HaShemashis when it's Suffolk Chashecha and Suffolk Eina Chashecha, where we don't know if it's Yoim or if it's Lila, if it's Erev Shabbos or if it's already Shabbos. So of course there's an inyan of Suffolk. And how can you only make two zmanim? Now this Mandiyomer, who says Shnayim Laila, is arguing on what we had in Daf Beis Amid Beis, that Shnayim is Suffek, and only Shloisha is Laila. So he holds Shnayim is Laila, but the Gemara is asking, what happened to the period of Suffek? On Beis Amid Beis, we had three periods. One star is Vada Yoim, three stars is Vada Laila, and two stars is in the middle is Suffek. But you're telling me that Shnayim is Vada Laila. What happened to Suffek? The Gemara answers, Islay Suffek. He takes hold of Suffek. And when is that period of Suffek? As the Charedim explains, Ben Koichav Le Koichav. It's not like you learned in the Havamina that it remains Vada Yoim until two, where it becomes right away Vada Laila, but the period of Bein HaShemashes of Suffolk HaShecha and Suffolk Eina HaShecha, that period is after you see one star, which is Vada Yoim, until a few minutes later that you see two stars where it becomes Vada Laila. That period in between the sighting of the first star till the sighting of the second star, that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, will be the Zman of Suffolk HaShecha, Suffolk Eina HaShecha, the Zman of Bein HaShemashes. Continues the Yerushalmi to bring a brisa that gives another way of recognizing when Vade Laila begins, and this way has nothing to do with the appearance of stars. Tani, we learned in a brisa, Kolzman Shipnei Mizrach Ma'adimo Izeo Yoim. As long as in the east it is red, it is Vadai day. And the meaning of this phrase is a machloikis in the Bavli Shabbos Daflamet Heyamid Alf between Abai and Rav. Abai understands this phrase in its simple way that there is a glow of red still in the eastern part of the horizon, and that is considered that it is still definitely day. However, Rava understands that Pnei Mizrach is not referring to when one looks at the eastern part of the sky, but rather when he looks at what is facing the east, namely on the western side. Pnei Mizrach means that side which is facing the east. So as long as the western part has such a bright glow of red that it can affect the eastern part, for example, let us say that the eastern part is obscured, it's cloudy, so then one can look at the western side, and if it's a brilliant red, we would understand that in the eastern part, there is still a glow of red. That is considered Vadayoyim. We're going to learn now what Beinu Shemashos is, and we're also going to learn what Vadilayla is, according to this way of deciding, without stars. And all of these simonim, which we're going to learn, could be interpreted based on the Machlokes Abai and Rava, whether we're speaking about the eastern side of the horizon or the western side. For the simple pshat in the Gemara, we will take the opinion of Abaye that we're referring to the eastern side. And therefore, the Gemara continues and says, Hichsifu, if it became gray, Zeu Bein HaShemashos. This is considered Bein HaShemashos, which is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila. What does that mean, Hichsifu, it became gray? So we have to think in our mind, as the sun is setting on the western part of the horizon, so where the sun, where the ball of the sun is about to set, there it's a fiery red. Above that is not as red as the ball of the sun itself. If we go to the eastern horizon, however, there, right next to the earth in the horizon, it is dark. Above that, in the sky, it is not as dark. The furthest from the sun setting in the west, above the horizon, is the eastern part, right above the horizon. So, whereas on the western part, it's fiery red near the earth, above that, it's not as red. On the eastern side, however, which is further away from, the furthest away from the western part, right next to the earth, there it's already pitch black. Above that, however, it's not yet black. And therefore, that is Bein HaShemashos. That's what it means. Hichsifu, it became gray. Then we continue. Hishchiru. Nase ha'elyon shavu l'tachton zehu laila. When it becomes totally black, which means, as the Yerushalmi explains, and if we learn the pshat that it's going on the eastern part of the horizon, it's very clear to pshat over here that on the eastern part of the horizon, when the part of the sky above the immediate horizon, which is next to the earth, that already has become black in the Bein HaShemashos part, but above that, it was yet gray. It wasn't yet black. Now, Nase ha'elyon shavu l'tachton. Now, even that part of the sky above the horizon, which previously was gray, now it too has become black, and it is equal in darkness to the bottom part right next to earth. Then, Zehu Laila, that is considered Vaday Laila. So all of these simonim have nothing to do with Koichavim, and we still are able to decipher when it's Vada Yoim, when it's Bein HaShemashos, and when it's Vada Laila. Continues the Yerushalmi to give us, in the name of Rebbe, another sign of when Bein HaShemashos is. Rebbe Yoim, Rebbe says, Halvana betu tekufta, if the Levana is in its full strength. As the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe explained, that this is speaking about on the 15th of the month, when we have a full moon. So on that day, we can give another simon for Bein HaShemashos. The Evan Ozel in Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph of Hilchas Kriyishma explains that although the simonim that are dependent on the sun that we learned in the Gemara just before are more frequent. This would only happen on the 15th of the month when the Levana is in its full strength. However, it is given as an additional way of determining Banish Mashis in a case where the sun is blocked either by clouds, it's a Yom HaMa'onan, or by the mountains, and therefore, at least on the 15th of each month, one could determine through the Levana when Bein HaShemashis is. So Rebbe says, on this day, when the Levana is betukafta, Hischil Galgul Chama L'Shakeya, Utchilis Galgul Levana Lalois. On the 15th day of the month, it works out that when the sun begins to set, when we have Tchila Shkia, and we'll soon explain a machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Goinim exactly what Tchila Shkia and Saif Shkia is, but whenever Tchila Shkia is, whenever the beginning of the sphere of the sun begins to set in the west, at the same time, on the 15th of the month, Tchilas Gilgal Levana Lalis. That's when the sphere of the Levana rises. Zehu Bein HaShemashis. Until that point, it's Vada Yoin. But from that point, which is at the beginning of the Shki of the Chama, is when the Levana rises. That is when Bein HaShemashis begins. Amar Rab Chanina, said Rab Chanina, Saif Galgul Chama L'Shakeya Utchilas Galgul Levana Lalois. So the Pnei Moshe says that Rab Chanina is a Tana, and Hitaka argues on Rebbe. Rebbe says it was the beginning of Shkia. Rab Chanina says no, it's the end of when the sphere of the sun sets. That's when the sphere of the Levana rises, and that's when Bein HaShemashis begins. The Charedim says that Rab Chanina is an Amoira, he was a Chaver of Rabbi Yochanan, and he's not arguing on Rebbe, but rather he is being Magia. He said there's a mistake in what our Kabbalah was that Rebbe said, and in fact Rebbe said not the Tchila Shkia, but the end of Shkia. Rab Chanina says Saif Galgul Chama L'Shakeya, when the end of the sphere of the Chama sets, then Tchilas Galgul Levana Lalis. Utni Shmuel Kain, and Shmuel learned like this, exactly like Rab Chanina, and apparently was speaking about when we have a full moon. Ein halavana zayrachas b'shaw shachama shekas. The levana does not rise and shine at a time when the sun is setting. In other words, it's only at the end of when the sun is setting. That is the moment when the levana begins to shine. V'loy shekas. And the Levana itself does not set b'shor shacham zayrachas. It doesn't overlap to the shining of the sun, but rather the Levana has totally set and stopped shining, and that is when the Chama begins to shine. So here we see clearly from Shmuel that Rab Chanina, either in his argument against Rebbe, the way the Pnei Moshe learns, or in his being Magia, amending the words of Rebbe, that he was correct. It's not the beginning of the Galgul of Chama that is Shekeya, but rather it is the Saif Galgul Chama, that the sun totally sets, and only then does the moon begin to shine. Now, our Gemara has discussed Hischil Galgul Chama L'Shakeya and Saif Galgul Chama L'Shakeya, which is basically Tchila Shkia and Saif Shkia. And in these terms, there is a machloikis between the Goinim and Rabbeinu Tam. Let us begin with the Goinim. The Goinim are of the opinion that Tchila Shkia means when the sphere of the sun begins to set on the horizon. And Saif Shkia is when the entire ball of the sun, the entire sphere of the sun, has totally set and we do not see the Chama anymore. The Gemara's Hava Mina was that Bein HaShemashis begins when the sphere begins to set. The Gemara's Maskan is that no, that the Bein HaShemashis begins when the total sphere, which takes a few minutes after it begins to set until it fully sets in the horizon, when that occurs, that is the beginning of Bein HaShemashes, and Bein HaShemashes lasts for 3/4 of a mil. A mil is the distance that a person can walk in 18 minutes, so 3/4 of a mil would mean 13.5 minutes. That is how long Bein HaShemashes takes after the complete setting of the sphere of the sun, which is the Seif Shkia. The Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. The Rabbeinu Tam is found in his Sefer HaYosher in Siman Reish Chof Aleph, and it's brought down in Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, and in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. The Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that there are a number of stages from the time that the sun sets until it becomes Vaday Laila. The first, the sphere of the sun sets in totality, and then there are still rays of the sun that are shining, and then those rays end as well, and then there's only a glow of red in the sky until finally there's complete darkness. There's no sphere of the sun, there are no rays of the sun, and there is no glow of the sun. It's totally dark. So Rabbeinu Tam learns that Tchilas Shkia, which was the Havamin of the Gemara in Rebbe, that's from the total sphere setting, and that lasts for 3.25 mil, which is 3.25 times 18 would be a total of 58.5 minutes. That's all Trilashkia. So the Gemara's Havamin was that Bein HaShemashes begins with Trilashkia, with when the total sphere of the sun sets on the horizon. The Gemara's Maskana is that no, that the first 3.25 mil, the first 58.5 minutes, which is Trilashkia, that is Vadayoim. It's only when not only has the sunset, but the rays that have been illuminating the world for these 58.5 minutes, when they stop as well, that is the beginning of Seif Shkia. And Seif Shkia, when those rays have ended and all we have left is a glow of the sun, that period from 58.5 minutes until 72 minutes. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Tam, from the total sphere of the sun setting until Erev, until it becomes totally dark outside, takes 4 mil. 4 times 18 is 72 minutes. The first 58.5 minutes, that's the Trilashkia, and the Gemara is saying that in the Maskana that that's Vaday Yoim. Then at 58.5 minutes, that marks the end of Shkia. And there's still, although there's no more illumination from the sun, of rays of the sun, but there is still a glow that the sun gives off. And that lasts for 3/4 mil, which is 13.5 minutes. The last 13.5 minutes until it becomes totally dark, that is the Bein HaShemashes. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and that's how he would learn our Gemara, that Hischil Galgul Chama, the Gemara thought that the Trilashkia, which begins when the sun totally sets, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that marks Bein HaShemashes, and the Gemara's Maskan is that it's Seif Shkia. It's only when the, not only the ball of the sun, but the rays of the sun have ended as well, and just for 13.5 minutes you have the glow of the sun, that is the Bein HaShemashes period, according to Rabbi Chanina, and according to Shmuel, who agrees with Rabbi Chanina. Before we begin the next piece of Gemara, let us quickly review the machloikis we discussed between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim. What is considered Tchilas Shkia, the beginning of Shkia, and what is considered Seif Shkia, the end of Shkia? According to the Gaonim, Tchilas Shkia Sachama is when the sphere of the sun begins to go below the horizon, and Seif Shkia Sachama is when the complete sphere of the sun goes under the horizon, and we do not see any of the sphere of the sun anymore. From beginning of Shkia Sechama until the end of Shkia Sechama, according to the Goinim, it's 3 minutes. And following Soif Shkia Sechama, according to Rabbi Chanina, that is when the Bein Hashmashos begins, which is a total of 3/4 mil. The time it takes a person to walk 3/4 mil, a mil you can walk in 18 minutes, so 3/4 mil is 13.5 minutes. So the 13.5 minutes following Seif Shkias Hachama is the period of Bein Hashmashos, and then according to the Goinim, it becomes Vadai Laila, and of course the period of Bein Hashmashos is Safik Yom Safik Laila. However, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Tchila Shkia Sechama is when the entire ball of the sun, the entire sphere of the sun, goes below the horizon. That's Tchila Shkia. And then for the next 3.25 mil, which is 58.5 minutes, the time that it takes a person to walk 3.25 mil, that is the Seif Shkia. At the end of the 3.25 mil, that is Seif Shkia. That is the time when the ball of the sun is not visible in the horizon, but the rays of the sun are still visible. That lasts for 58.5 minutes, 3.25 mil. And then at the Seif Shkia, the rays also disappear, and all you have left is the glow of the sun that is still apparent, and that is the Bein Hashmashos period, which lasts, again, 3/4 mil, which is 13.5 minutes. And then, after that period, which is Safik Yom Safik Laila, at the end of 72 minutes from when the total ball of the sun became lower than the horizon and it disappears from the horizon, 72 minutes later, that is Vare Laila. So these are the two shittas of the Goinim and Rabbeinu Tam. The next Gemara, Rab Chanina, is going to be Lishitasoi, that we begin with Seif Shkia, the Bein Hashmashos period, and the 3.25 mil of Tchila Shkia until Seif Shkia, that is considered Vadai Yoim. Just like according to the Goinim, from Tchila Shkia, when the ball of the sun begins to set in the horizon, until 3 minutes later, Seif Shkia, when the entire ball sets from the horizon, that period is Vadai Yoim. So too, according to Rabbeinu Tam, a much longer period of 3.25 mil is considered Vadai Yoim until you get till Seif Shkia, which begins the 13.5 minutes of Bein Hashmashos. So the next Gemara we'll see fits in very well according to Rabbeinu Tam, but it's difficult on the Goinim. Says the Gemara, Rab Shmuel bar Chia, bar Yehuda, b'shem Rab Chanina, Rab Shmuel, the son of Chia, the son of Yehuda, said, in the name of Rab Chanina, as we turn to Daf Gimel Amid Beis, Hischil Galgul Cham Lishkoya, if the sun began to sink. And let us begin the Pshat in the Gemara according to Rabbeinu Tam. This means, Tchila Shkia means the entire ball of the sun disappeared from the horizon. Odom Oimed Barosh Har HaKarmel, a person was standing on the top of Har HaKarmel, which is present-day Haifa. V'yoyrid v'toyvul b'yam HaGadol. He goes from the top of the mountain after he saw that the ball of the sun disappeared from the horizon, and he goes down the mountain. He goes into the Yam HaGadol, which is the Mediterranean, and he goes to the mikveh. We're speaking about a Kohen Tamei, and the halacha is when you go to the mikveh, it has to be Bayom. It has to be Vadayom. Bein Hashmashos is not good. It has to be Vadayom. And after he went to the mikveh, when it's definitely daytime, then when there's hair of Shemesh, when it becomes definitely nighttime, then he's allowed to eat his Truma, after he was matar himself in the mikveh. So if at the time of Tchila Shkia, he was at the top of the mountain. He saw, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole sun disappear from the horizon. And then he walks down the mountain, and he's toivel in the Mediterranean. Ve'oila, he comes up from the tefillah. Ve'oichel betrumase. When it's dark, he can eat his truma. And chazaka b'yom tovel. He has a chazaka that his tefillah took place during the daytime. Because, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's very good. He has 58 and a half minutes from the moment that the sun disappeared from the horizon, which is Tchila Shkia, until Saif Shkia, which is 3 1/4 mil later, 58 and a half minutes later, to go down the mountain. And apparently there is enough time in 58 and a half minutes to go from the top of Har Carmel down the mountain into the Mediterranean. And chazaka, you are still toivel when it's vaday yoim, and therefore you're allowed to eat the truma once it becomes vaday lailo. However, according to the Goinim, this Gemara Luchar is difficult. Because according to the Goinim, it means you saw the Galgal Chama beginning to set. That's Tchilishki, according to the Goinim. You had 3 minutes until Saif Shkia. L'chayra, in 3 minutes, the person cannot go from the top of the mountain, Har HaCarmel, down to the Mediterranean. It takes much longer than 3 minutes. So how do the Goinim learn this Gemara, where the Gemara says, Chazaka b'yom tovel. We can have a chazaka that the person can assume that he made it in time while it's still vadayom to be tovel in the Mediterranean. It takes much longer than 3 minutes. So the answer we find in the Bavli, in Daf Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, there the Gemara says in Rab Chanina, it's not that he was standing on the top of the mountain, but rather he's standing at the foot of the mountain. He's standing right next to the Mediterranean. And Rab Chanina says that if he sees the sphere of the sun beginning to set, he has 3 minutes. If he immediately goes into the Mediterranean and is toivel, we have a chazaka that he was still toivel within those 3 minutes, chazaka b'yom tovel, and then once it gets completely dark, he is able to eat his truma. But the way we have it here in Yerushalmi, l'chayra would be a raya to Rabbeinu Tam. We'll have to say that the answer to the Goinim is that they will have to learn this member of Rabbi Chanina Bedafka, where he was standing at the foot of the mountain. The Yerushalmi continues to tell us that this chazaka, that b'yom tovel, is contingent on a certain detail. Hadah de Tamar, this was said behahu de ozlei b'kapundria. That's if a person went down Har Carmel using the shortcut. Baram bad hahu de ozlei b'istera. The one who went on the highway, loy bida, it's not about him who we said this chazaka. Apparently on the Har Carmel down to the Mediterranean, there were two ways to go, either a shortcut or the longer way, which was on a highway. It took more time, but it was a paved way which most of the people used. So if somebody would go on that longer way, then there would not be a chazaka that he made it down the mountain in the 58 and a half minutes, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. And there it's possible that he was toivel when it was either Bein HaShemashes or it was already nighttime, and therefore he is not allowed to eat truma because the tefillah has to be done when it is vaday yom. It only works if he took the shortcut. The Yerushalmi now presents a new shita in Bein HaShemashes, Ezu Bein HaShemashes, Omer Rav Tanchuma. This is compared, Bein HaShemashes is compared Latipa Shel Dam, to a drop of blood, Shehi Nesun Al Gabi Chado Shel Sayif, that was put on the sharp edge of a sword, Nechel Kohatipa Lekan Ulekan, and then the drop of blood splits onto one side of the sword, and then onto the other side of the sword, Zehu Bein HaShemashes, this is Bein HaShemashes. Now, we have had previously that Rebbe Shita is, that Bein HaShemashes is 3/4 mil, 13 and a half minutes. According to the Goinim, these 13 and a half minutes take place when you have Saif Shkia, which means the whole sphere of the sun sets, and following that for the next 13 and a half minutes is Beinu Shmashas, and then is Vadei Laila. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the last 13 and a half minutes of the 72 minutes of the 4 mil from the time that the full sun sets. But according to both the Goyim and the Rabbeinu Tam, the amount of Beinu Shmashas, according to Rabbi Shita, the way Rabbi Chanina explained Rabbi Shita, that it goes from the time of Saif Shkia, that time, according to everyone, is 13 and a half minutes, 3/4 of a mil. However, the Haredim says that Rabbi Tanchuma here disagrees with Rabbi. And he holds, like the Shita we're going to have in a few lines, that Rabbi Yossi says that Beinu Shmashas is keherif ayin. It's like a split second. And that's what the blood on the sword going to both sides, that's a split second. So he holds like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. However, the Pnei Moshe says that, in fact, Einach Hanami, he agrees with the Charedim that Rabbi Tanchuma disagrees with Rabbi. It's not 13 and a half minutes, it's less than that. But it's not a herif ayin. He believes, the Pnei Moshe, that Rabbi Tanchuma is arguing on Rabbi Yossi also. And he makes a very nice deal, because Rabbi Tanchuma says a marshal of a drop of blood. You'll notice, says the Pnei Moshe, that Rabbi Tanchuma did not use a marshal of a drop of water, because a drop of water would be instantaneously. That would takibi keherif ayin. Rabbi Tanchuma bedafke used a drop of blood, because that takes a few seconds until it goes on both sides of the sword, and therefore he's mechulik on Rebbe. It's not 13 and a half minutes, but he's also, according to Pnei Moshe, mechulik on Rabbi Yossi. It's not keherif ayin either. And now we have another shir of Beinu Shmashas. Ezu Beinu Shmashas, Mishetishka hachama kedesh yahalich odem chatzimil divi Reb Nechemia. Reb Nechemia is of the opinion that it is, as the Rosh Cirillo explains, from the Seif Shkia. That is what we had before in the Gemara from Rab Chanina. So Rab Nechemia agrees it's from Seif Shkia, but it's not 3/4 of a mil, but rather from the end of Shkia, it's the time that a person can walk a half mil. What's interesting is that the Charedim says, although we've been explaining Rebbe on Amid Aleph as 3/4 of a mil, that's Beinu Shmashas, but the Yerushalmi never distinctly said that. The Bavli does say that, but not the Yerushalmi. And the Charedim entertains the thought that perhaps Rebbe could agree to Reb Nechemia Shita as well, since the Yerushalmi doesn't say clearly, as the Bavli does, that it's 3/4 of a mil. Perhaps Rebbe holds like Reb Nechemia that in fact it's only a chatzi mil. According to Reb Nechemia, it would come out that Beinu Shmashas is a half mil, which is 9 minutes, because it takes a person 18 minutes to walk a mil. A half a mil would be 9 minutes. Rabbi Yossi tells us, finally, another shita. As we mentioned before, Rabbi Yossi Amar, Beinu Shmashas keherif ayin. It's like the blink of an eye. V'lo yachlu lamed alav chachamim. And the chachamim could not determine this split second of Beinu Shmashas. Now, we can learn two pshatim in what it means that the Chachamim were not able to ascertain this moment of herif ayin. And in fact, in the next Gemara, we'll see that this will be a machloikas amaroyim in what Rabbi Yossi the Tana was saying. Because we could say it means that they knew exactly when this herif ayin was, when the split second was, but they didn't know if it's Yoim or if it's Lilo. On the other hand, we could say that the suffix was, they didn't know precisely when this moment of Herif Ayin was. And let us see these two different opinions in the next story. Rabbi Yossi Rabacha, now here we're not talking about Rabbi Yossi the Tana, but rather we're talking about Rabbi Yossi the Amora. Rabbi Yossi the Amora and Rabbi Acha, who is also an Amora, have a yasin, they were sitting. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Acha, Loi mistavra, doesn't it make sense that soif chotzi mil de Rabbi Nechemia? The end of the period of Beinu Shmashas of Rabbi Nechemia, who said that it took 9 minutes then is keherif ayin to Rabbi Yossi. That's when the herif ayin moment of banish mashas of Rabbi Yossi takes place. In other words, as the Rosh Cirillo explains, there will in fact be a machlokas between Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Yossi when is banish mashas. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, it's 9 minutes, which comes at the end of Saif Shkia. The Goinim, the way they understand Saif Shkia and Rabbeinu Tam, according to the way he understands Saif Shkia. But it's the 9 minutes following the Saif Shkia. And said Rav Yossi to Rav Acha, that I, Rav Yossi, the Amoira, I understand Rav Yossi, the Tana, that his Herif Ayin is a moment after the end of the Chatzi Mil of Rav Nechemiah. It's the next book second. And as the Rosh Cirillo explains, that according to Rabbi Yossi, a Kayin would be able, if he was Tameh, to be Toivel during those 9 minutes of Rav Nechemiah, because according to Rabbi Yossi, they are Vada Yoim. He would have to stop a second before Vada Laila, because that's the period of Bein HaShemashis, and then he would be able to eat his Truma during the period of Vada Laila. That's what Rabbi Yossi the Amora proposed to Rabbi Acha in understanding Rabbi Yossi the Tana. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Acha answered to Rabbi Yossi, Uf Ano, which means Af Ani, Saiver Kain. I also am in agreement with you. However, and the word Aval here is missing in the Gemara, but it's understood, Aval, but Rabbi Chizkia Loi Amar Kain. Rabbi Chizkia disagrees. Ella, what does Rabbi Chizkia hold? What is the pshat in Rabbi Yossi the Tana? Kol herif ayin veherif ayin shebechatzi mildu Rabbi Nechemiah safiku. Rabbi Yossi, according to the way Rosh Cirillo explains, Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Nechemiah that the period of banish mashas is the 9 minutes following the Saif Shkia. There's no machlokes in that. The difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nechemiah is the nature of the suffix of the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, the entire period of those 9 minutes of that Chatzi Mil is a suffix Yom suffix Lila, means that it could be as one unit, either it could be all day and only the last moment is Lila, or it could be all Lila and the day ends at this period. So in other words, the entire unit of 9 minutes, could be it's a day unit, could be it's a night unit. That's the way Rav Nechemiah understands it. According to Rav Nechemiah, there is no concept that Bein HaShemashos is those 9 minutes, let's say the first 4.5 minutes are day and the last 4.5 minutes are night. The entire unit of 9 minutes is a suffix, whether it's totally Yoim or whether it's totally Lila. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, there is a suffix, we don't know when is the Herif Ayin. The Herif Ayin could be at the beginning, and then the rest of that unit of 9 minutes would be night. The Herif Ayin could be at the end, and therefore everything before the Herif Ayin was day. Or the Herif Ayin could be right in the middle. Or it could be two-thirds. Or it could be one-third. Every moment of the 9 minutes, every Herif Ayin, every blink of an eye of those 9 minutes is a suffix. And therefore, you could divide up the 9 minutes. Perhaps the first 4.5 minutes, for example, are day. And the last 4.5 minutes are Lila. This would not be possible according to Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah looks at the 9 minutes as one unit, and either the whole 9 minutes are day, or the whole 9 minutes are night. Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Nechemiah that the period in discussion are those 9 minutes, the Chatzi Mil. But according to Rabbi Yossi, the Chachamim were not able to ascertain when the Herif Ayin takes place. And therefore, we could divide up the 9 minutes, that the part of the 9 minutes could be day, and another part of the same 9 minutes could be night. So based on this story, we see that there were two ways to understand what was meant What did Rabbi Yossi mean when he said, V'lo yochlu l'amar alav chachamim? According to the way Rabbi Yossi, the Amora, understood, it meant that we know the moment of Harifying. That comes right after the 9 minutes of the Chatzi Mil of Rabbi Nechemiah. And that split second is a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila. The Chachamim couldn't figure out whether that one split second is a day, a split second of daytime or a split second of nighttime. That's the Suffolk. And according to Rabbi Chizkiya, he understood the Suffolk differently. We don't know when the Harifying is. That's the Suffolk of the Chachamim. And there is no Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nechemiah as far as the period of Bein HaShemashos. It's 9 minutes. The Machlokes is it totally day or totally night, all 9 minutes? Or could part of the 9 minutes be day and the other part be night? And we don't know when that Harifying is. It could be at the beginning, it could be in the middle, it could be at the end. That is the difference between Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Yossi. So explains the Rosh Cirillo.